There's big news today out of Major League Baseball. Big news which will not come as a surprise to many people. Mark McGwire admitted that he used steroids. Here's the former single-season home run champion speaking with Bob Costas on the MLB Network.
I wish it never came into my life, but we're sitting here talking about it. And I'm so sorry that I have to. And I apologize to everybody in Major League Baseball. My family, the Marises, Bud Selig. Today was the hardest day of my life.
McGwire is preparing a return to baseball as a hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now. And Tom, tell us a bit more about what Mark McGwire had to say today about the extent and the timing of his steroid use.
Yeah, Melissa. Well, in multiple interviews, including the one we just heard with Bob Costas, Mark McGwire said he used steroids and human growth hormone on and off for about a decade, starting early in his career, which ended in 2001 with his retirement. Most significantly, he says he used steroids during the 1998 season. You'll remember that was the year he had that dramatic duel with Sammy Sosa for the single-season home run record when it captivated the country and really revitalized baseball after a damaging work stoppage several years before. McGwire said in a statement, I wish I had never touched steroids. It was foolish. It was a mistake. I truly apologize. Looking back, I wish I had never played during the steroid era. Interesting thing to say. And he said he hid his usage from everyone. He said he took the banned drugs to overcome injuries and not to get stronger. He told Bob Costas tonight he was always a long ball hitter, you know, but whether he intended it or not, the steroids undoubtedly did help him get stronger. And many will say no. He couldn't have hit all those home runs, 583 in his career, without the steroids.
And the asterisk next to that record. What have been some responses to his admission, Tom? Is anyone saying they were actually shocked to learn that Mark McGwire used steroids?
Not quite that. I think a lot of people were kind of expecting it. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who reveled in that 1998 home run duel I mentioned, Selig released a statement today saying he's pleased that McGwire confronted his use of banned drugs. And Selig also said the steroid era in baseball is clearly a thing of the past, and McGwire's admission is another step in the right direction. McGwire's former manager, Tony La Russa, who managed McGwire in Oakland and then in St. Louis, and really who was around him as much as anyone in baseball, said today on ESPN that he ran a legitimate program in both places and that he didn't know anything about McGwire's drug use until McGwire told him this morning.
This morning. And after 2005, though, Tom, there weren't a whole lot of people in the country who didn't suspect that Mark McGwire was using banned drugs.
Exactly. Well, the congressional hearing in 2005 on steroids in baseball, when McGwire said repeatedly, I'm not here to talk about the past, it was embarrassing and damning. Although today McGwire shed some light on that performance. He said he didn't come clean at the hearing because he said there was no promise of immunity. He was worried about prosecution because of drug use, and he stonewalled to protect his family. He said he wanted to tell the truth.
Now, both Mark McGwire and Commissioner Selig today implied that baseball's drug problems are in the past. Tom, what do you think?
There's tougher testing and fewer positive tests in the major leagues. But, Melissa, I know I get a regular release stream of releases for Major League Baseball showing suspensions for powerful steroids, especially from the Latin American minor leagues. The situation may be better, but steroids in baseball is hardly a thing of the past.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to NPR.